Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I'd like to start with something new that's happening in the tech universe. And there's a new dating app. It's based on the premise that you should really meet the person in person before getting too carried away. Now, of course, there are tons of dating apps. You have Bumble and Hinge and Match and OkCupid and Tinder and whatever. But there's a brand new dating app called Thursday. That's right. Every Thursday, people in the app meet in person. Why Thursday? They say if it works out, you have a date for the weekend. It's launching in New York City and London right now. Kind of interesting, a little different twist on dating. And speaking of apps, there's Bald Dating, too. It's a new dating app, and as you might think, it's for people who don't have hair. They're bald. And unlike the others, it's completely free. You don't have to pay. Oh, that was a good one. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, to yet another hour of America's most favorite, most trusted, biggest show about all things digital. It's called The Kim Commando Show. And as always, you can find us in over 425 top stations throughout the United States, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app, and you can find us streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, whenever you want, over at getkim.com. And a special thank you goes out to our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force, who are protecting our great nation, and you're listening to The Kim Commando Show on the American Forces Network Radio. Hello there. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about consumer tech and the internet to keep you up to date, or maybe it'll make a difference in how you spend your money and what you're looking forward to. And we're going to start with Google. Have you used Google Search lately? Yes, I know you have. I don't know about you, but I'm like disappointed in it, totally, because it's so full of ads and the results that the sites that the Google Search is delivering, it's just not relevant. I mean, especially when they start putting in the answers from other websites and then you look and it's like from 2011, you're like, okay, there certainly had to be something newer than that. But Google News is now 20 years old, and it looks like it's still stuck there too, like Google Search. But if you stop using News, it might be worth another shot. I started to. Big changes, and they have revamped the entire news outlook and the way that it works. Now you have top news along the left side of the page with links from various news outlets, along with an option to read the full coverage. And what's really wonderful, it's from multiple sources. Now on the right side, this is something that I've really missed as you know, we no longer get the local newspaper. You may not even watch the local news anymore, like I don't, is that now you can have local news on the right-hand side of the page so you can see what's happening in your community. And Google News is now doing fact-checking. It will show the original claim next to the headline, along with the fact-checks, they say, from independent sources, so that this way you can tell whether or not it's fake news or not. And there was some breaking news the other day. I don't know if you heard this about Bill Gates. He said he's going to be thinking about paying for the building of the border wall on one condition. I mean, he has the money. That one condition is that he gets to install Windows. Thank you. Number two, I just talked about search. Well, another search is going to start taking on Google. I mean, you have to have a lot of money or a lot of nerve to take on Google search. Say, I can do it better. Okay, even though Google search isn't that great, as I mentioned. Well, Brave is brave enough to do it. The whole idea is that you can make your own criteria for search results, they say. So if you want a politics to show more blogs over news, is that you have that option. On the top of the search, there's a goggles button. Get it? Goggles instead of Google. You tap that and you see other options to get even more, I guess, different search results. I tried it. I was not impressed. I'm just going to tell you right now, because I typed in Kim Commando and I got some YouTube Commando video about, of course, Army Commandos. And I did put in Kim Commando. Obviously, that was not me. There was some Russian site, or I don't even know what the language was, about commandos in there too. Again, the army kind. And I did say Kim Commando. Brave says it doesn't use messed up algorithms like Google or Microsoft Bing. They say that you get more organic results, not the results that Google or Microsoft want to show you. So if you're into news and politics, that sort of stuff, maybe you might want to give it a shot. It's up to you. The address is search.brave.com. Number three on our list, honey, move the couch to the other side of the room because I think it'll look better there. Yes, we have a ton of apps and sites that let you see what a room will look like with furniture before you actually pick it up, drag it over to the other side of the room, only to find that, yes, the couch really did look better in the original position. There are three good ones out there. One is called Planner 5D. Number two on the list is Magic Plan. Number three is Room Scan Pro. But now IKEA has an app to use their furniture, by using AR. It's actually maybe worth checking out if you like IKEA furniture. It's called IKEA Creative, and it works like this. You download the app, of course, you install it, and then you scan the room using LiDAR, and then it builds a complete 3D replica of the room. So even if you're not going to be buying IKEA furniture, this might be really handy for you, because then you can remove any furniture in the room, and then you can add IKEA furniture and so see what the room looks like. I tried it, and it works really, really great. IKEA Creative, it's for iOS only right now. It works on iPhones and iPads because it is using that LiDAR. And speaking of, here's a joke that you can tell the kiddos. Okay, you ready? What did the IKEA dresser say to the aliens after landing on their planet? Okay, what did the IKEA dresser say to the aliens after landing on their planet? Ready? I come in pieces. Yes. All right, number four. What's wrong with a camera that's always watching you and that's always taking pictures of you? What could possibly be wrong with that? Canon's new smart camera is supposed to be like having your own personal photographer, they say. It's the PowerShot PX. It actually, when you see it, looks like a webcam. And they took a whole bunch of old Nintendo parts and then glued it all together. Okay. But what it does is will remotely take family photos or candid. So you're going to put this thing right somewhere in your room where you're having a party. And it's going to take photos for you, so you don't even have to, like, do anything. It works on its own. It uses, they say, a special algorithm, an intelligent face tracking, to detect when to take photos automatically. As Canon describes it, the camera uses auto-subject searching to keep all your loved ones in the frame. It's connected to Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, and they say, make sure that your whole network's locked down, of course, because you don't want any spying to be happening. It's not cheap. It's $600. Let me just be candid. As the photos that this camera takes, don't buy it. Just save your money. And finally, the last thing that I want to pass along at number five. Okay, here's a novel way to make money. You know, content creators and all these influencers and wannabes on YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Spotify, Rumble, and anywhere else, right? They need to have some really good places to take their videos. And some novel places. And they can't just be, in their bathroom or in a closet. I mean, I think those days were really great, but I think those days are over. So now our content creators and our influencers, they are looking for more professional looking environments. And what's fascinating to me is that when you're at work, if you're not working from home, or even if you are working from home, is that you could be renting out your living room. You could be renting out your kitchen, an outdoor space. And these wannabe stars are going to pay you big money to do it. I mean, think of any space that you'd like to rent by the hour. You write a great description, and then you post some fantastic photos, and you start getting bookings. Okay? I did some searching around myself. A new kitchen in Phoenix, actually it was in Gilbert, Arizona, rents for $100 an hour. So think about that. You could rent, if you have a good-looking kitchen, of course, or maybe if it's just a retro or, modern, they say, is that you could be renting that out a couple of times a day, a couple of times a week, at $100 an hour. In Houston, there was this townhouse that I found that had really bright orange and blue furniture. It cost $75 an hour. And then a woman in Virginia Beach is renting out her Zen garden for $36 an hour. Now, usually there's a 1 or 2 hour minimum, a 4 hour maximum. So if you're looking to rent a place, these are some sites for you to check out. If you're looking to make some money by renting your place, here are some sites for you to check out. Peerspace.com, homestudiolist.com, and gigster.com. That's with two G's, by the way, are three sites to get started. Once again, Peerspace, Home Studio List, and gigster.com are three places to get started. All right, coming up in just a few moments, a clever trick to watch a movie together, say when you're on an airplane. Oh, we have Brand New or Not True, and I'm telling you, this week it's going to be really hard. We have one trick also to access Google Maps or Apple Maps, even when you don't have cell service. And then later on, a Wi-Fi fix that everybody needs to know about. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on The Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Hey, and just want to remind you that if you have not already gotten your free guide, you better hurry because we're going to be taking down the website and those free guides are going to go away. So you want to go to komando.com/free guide. And if you have Windows, just get the Windows version. You have Mac, of course, get the Mac version. So if you've been using Windows or Mac for a long time or just a short amount of time, I guarantee you to pick up just a few tricks. And again, it's our free Windows and Mac guide. Just head over to komando.com/free guide. All right, just a few moments, a clever trick to watch a movie together when you're on an airplane. And how about we start with William in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Hello there, William.
Hi, Kim. It's so nice to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha. Oh, I love your accent.
Thank you.
So how can I help you out?
Yes, ma'am. I was driving in my car doing one of the things I love to do and one of the things I don't love doing. The thing I love to do is listening to your podcast. I absolutely love it. It's the best thing. Thank you for doing that for us podcast lovers.
Oh, you know what? I love doing it. You know, it's so wonderful that I've been able to find a niche in my life. And it's really something that I love doing because it's always changing. It's always something new, especially when it comes to technology. Yes. So thank you for your kind words.
Yes. Well, as I was listening to your podcast, I had to do the thing I don't like doing, and that's filling up my car with gas.
Oh, my gosh.
So as I'm standing at the pump, and I'm putting that liquid gold in my car, I said, I bet Kim can give us some great pointers on how we can save some money at the gas station. What have you got for us?
Okay. Well, boy, of course, you want to use Gas Buddy, right?
Yes, and I have that, and it's very helpful.
Yeah, and that's a great app. And you might be able to save some money by going to, say, Sam's Club or Walmart, or Sam's Club, Walmart, me in the same place, but I was thinking of really Costco.
Yeah.
And so you can get some member discounts there. But one of the things that you want to avoid is when you start looking at gas cards versus cash back, okay?
Right. And you're seeing those when you go up to the point.
Yeah, and exactly.
There's all kinds of signs and stuff.
Yes, exactly. But let's just do the math, okay? So say you buy 35 gallons, which I know is a lot, of regular gas a month, okay? Or maybe it's not if it's a month. And you're paying, say, $6 a gallon. And so if we do the math real quick, that's $210. Now, let's say your card gives you a 5-cent reward rate. So you're going to get back $1.75. When you do the math, that's just a cashback rate of just under 1%. Okay. But if you pay with cash, they're going to give you 5% back. And that's going to be $10.50. So you really need to start looking at, you know, I know they're all pushing the gas card because I see it too when I go get gas in my car. Is that you really want to make sure that if you can pay in cash, you're going to do that. Now, they don't charge annual fees for these gas cards, but they have really steep interest rates. One of the interest rates when I was looking at this, the APR was almost 27%. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's huge. You know, the nationwide average for credit cards is 16%. But, you know, you know, so we start looking at, you know, how do we save money on gas? That's, of course, that's at the pump. The other thing to do is that if you're using Google Maps or Apple Maps, what's really fabulous is that now you can say you put in like where you're going from point A to point B, and you can say, I want to arrive by 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. I actually did this for my son, and I was showing him how to do this because he was driving from Ventura, California to Los Angeles, California. So I've shown him that if you say, I want to leave by a certain time or I want to arrive by a certain time, is that it'll tell you the best time to go based on predicting traffic conditions from previous days of the week. And so by him saying, I want to leave, or he wanted to leave at 2:05. He was going to be in the car for like an hour and 10 minutes versus if he left at 2:30, he would be in the car an hour and 45 minutes, right? Obviously that's another good way to start thinking about, okay, if I need to save money on gas, you know, how can I maximize how much time I'm in the car, not just, you know, on the car itself with brakes and, you know, all the other stuff, but just as far as the amount of gas that you're using when you're sitting there in traffic. And it does make a lot of sense when you start thinking of it that way. And so, you know, so don't go for the gas card, pay with cash if you can, use Gas Buddy and look at, you know, leave by and arrive by inside Google Maps. And in addition to that, the maps will also tell you if you need to make two or three stops, it'll tell you the most efficient route as well. So, so you're not going to be backtracking and, you know, going to like, you know, I don't know if your day is like mine, but some I wait until like, okay, I need to go to FedEx, UPS, the post office, the grocery store.
Bingo.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just going to go all out at once because I don't want to have to sit there in the car. But thank you for your kind words, William, about the podcast. It means so much that you're out there and you're listening and you're enjoying it and you're learning and you're doing all these good things. And if you're so inclined, you know, give us a nice 5-star review and say some kind words, because that also will help more people. Wherever you get your podcasts, they'll tell them more about that. And again, thank you, William. All right, everyone's back traveling. Yes, and there's a great trick if you want to watch a movie with someone in an airplane. What you do is use the Apple AirPods. You connect your own AirPods. You start whatever movie you're listening to. Next, the other person opens their AirPod case near your iPhone, and that brings up a prompt saying, do you want to share the audio? And you say, yes, I do. So now you have one movie playing on one screen, but both of you are hearing the audio. Stay right where you are. Brand New or Not True is coming up. So it is time to play America's national radio game show sensation that I dreamt up years ago. It's called Brand New or Not True, because we see so many different tech products. And so in this game, I completely make up two products, and it's up to you to determine which is the real product. And so when playing Brand New or Not True, you can do it at home, and you can say out loud exactly which is the real product, and everybody's going to say, oh, you're so smart. Hopefully you always select the right one. Or you can go ahead and join us as a special guest contestant. And joining us this week is Bobby in Suffolk, Virginia. Hello there, Bobby.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. So Brand New or Not True, you're going to be our special contestant. And what do you do there in Suffolk, Virginia?
I'm an area manager for a marketing company.
Oh, so you're going to be able to, you're going to get this. I know it. And when you do get it correctly, is that you're going to get the much coveted, yes, Kim Komando Show fanny pack. That's right. It only goes to Brand New or Not True winners. And you will notice that there are no product names given out because I'm not saying you're a cheater, Bobby, but some people are. And if you ever want to be a contestant, you can always send us an email over on the website. Okay, so Bobby, now, so two products are fake, okay, and one is real. Are you ready to play?
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Okay, earwax is pretty gross, isn't it, huh? It gets on your earbuds and yuck, and if it gets built up, it's a problem. But, you know, doctors always say, don't stick anything in your ear. Well, welcome to the future of no more cotton swabs. It's an earpiece not bigger than a wireless earbud that you clip around your ear with a plastic hook. And on the front is a nozzle, and on the back, an eighth of an inch, 3-foot tube that connects to some powered water that sits on your counter. It has two pieces of tech, Bluetooth that pairs with your phone, and a tiny, tiny camera that mounted just below the nozzle. So you download the app, you power it on, you see where to target the water using controls to blast that earwax out. Now, there's a lot of questions about power, I see. So you can choose two different water speeds, but it's not more than a water pick, and it's $149. Product number two. Have you ever had a pet fish, Bobby?
Yes.
Okay. A fishbowl is one thing, but an aquarium, it's a lot of work, isn't it? You got to take the fish out, drain it, clean everything, change the filters. It's a total mess. So now we have a real virtual aquarium. It looks like a standard aquarium, but it actually has three OLED screens on the front and sides that looks like water and various swimming fish. So you have a lot of presets. You could have a saltwater aquarium with clownfish and seahorses, or freshwater tropical aquariums for guppies and angelfish. Now, the decorations can be modified. The best part is the 3D tech can be used also with holographic displays to keep the 3D screens viewing in sync, no matter where you're standing. It's new on the market, and it's a bit glitchy, and it's filled with beta fish. 12 inches is $379. 24 inch is $599. And finally, product number three. We've always had those robots to do mopping and vacuuming, right? And then we also have pool cleaners and lawn mowers. And now we have a special robot made just for your garden. It's a solar-powered weeding robot that's basically a Roomba that and it actually lives in your garden. No programming needed. It's round, and it has a rugged waterproof shell and a large solar panel that allows you to leave in the garden for as long as you want. So it's ideal for vegetable gardens, flower beds. Just goes around cutting down weeds, cutting them down again when they regrow. There's no regular maintenance aside from being manually emptied from time to time. And it's $349. Okay. So it's up to you to decide which is the real product. Product number one is the new tech way to get rid of that nasty earwax. Product number two is the future of fish tanks. And product number three is a special robot made just for your garden. Which one do you think is the real product, Bobby?
Oh, goddess of knowledge, you made this one really hard.
It is hard, I know. It's hard. It's hard.
Really hard. Because all three of them, I mean, are conceivable. You know what? I'm going to have to go with the one with the earwax one.
Okay, so Bobby's gone with the earwax. And what do our judges say?
Hi, I'm Joe Jones, the inventor of Turtle. Like Roomba, one of my other inventions, Turtle helps you with an everyday chore. Only instead of cleaning your floors, Turtle weeds your garden. Turtle
is That's right. It's the garden robot. Oh, we're going to send you a Kim Komando Show fanny pack anyway.
Thank you.
That's good.
That's so sweet. I appreciate it. That was really hard, though.
That was a really hard one. It was. And I assure you, it was very hard. It was probably one of the hardest ones that we ever put together. So on that, let's lighten it up a little bit because we don't want to be a loser. We want to be a winner. Let me ask you a question. Ready? What do rabbits say before feasting on your garden? What do rabbits say before feasting on your garden? Do you know what they say? Let us pray. Get it? Lettuce and then pray. Sorry.
Got it.
All right, got it.
Got it.
All right. So how can I help you today, Bobby?
Okay, so I recently did a Google search for myself. Just to see what the outside world was saying about me. And to my surprise, when I did a search and I used numerous things like People Search and Raiderus and Check People, well, when my profile came up, it for whatever reason listed relatives.
Yeah, they do that. They do do that.
Yeah. Well, to my surprise, it listed my husband's ex-girlfriend, who has since married, it listed her, and not only her, but her entire family.
Wow.
And all, yeah, so that was pretty bad. But it listed a whole bunch of people that I never even heard of. So, first question is, how did they come up with this information? And more importantly, how do I delete it?
Does your name and address come up on a Google search just, and it's not on a People Search site? Does that happen as well?
Yes.
Okay. Because Google has a special form, and we have a link to it now on our website, where you can ask Google to say, you know, this is my personal email address, this is my telephone number, this is my home address, whatever it may be, and they will remove it from Google search results, okay? And so that's step one is to, and I'm really glad that you did this because a lot of people just go out there and they just like, they never even look for themselves. And, you know, it's not ego surfing. It's really just, now it's like protection surfing, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
The people search sites are a whole nother animal. That form from Google is not going to remove you from those sites. And there are a lot of sites that are out there. Last count, there's over 50 that we have on a list. And every Tuesday, you may have heard me talk about this, every Tuesday we do Opt Out Tuesday on Komando.com, where we tell you about these are the exact steps to remove you from this site. And most of the time, when you fill out that form or you do whatever they want you to do, jump out through the hula hoop or whatever it may be, is that your contact information should be removed within, say, 72 to maybe 96 hours, hopefully. And if not, then you have to do it again. In answer to your question on where they get this data and why, you know, your husband is associated with, you know, his ex-girlfriend, it doesn't mean that they're, you know, doing a little hanky-panky on the side. It just means that this was just, they were somehow affiliated with each other, maybe even friends on Facebook at some point, and maybe even still are.
But why me, though? Because I've never even met her.
No, this is in his past. Okay.
Oh, okay.
This becomes part of his
past is my past.
Yes.
Because we share the same last name. Got
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Okay. Or okay. And maybe the two of them shared an address. Or, you know, so what they're trying to do is connect as many dots as possible, and they do a darn good job at it, don't they? I mean,
yes.
It's mind-boggling. It is. You're sitting there, you know, like going, "Oh my gosh, I had no idea any of this information was out there," and up to including, you know, home addresses, cell phone numbers, personal email addresses, everything's out there free for the taking. And the more information they can get, the more money they can make by selling that information. Now, the whole idea is that you can get yourself out of the master databases, and then maybe you won't be on all these people's search sites because that's where they're buying all their data from. And that used to be the case 5 to 7 years ago, but now there are so many, it really becomes whack-a-mole, so to speak. But again, every Tuesday we tell you how to opt out, and it's like so far we've done U.S. search, Zava search, Bin verified, People search, you know, and the list goes on and on. And I wish there was like some master button that I could tell everybody about, including myself, that, you know, we're just going to say we're not going to put up with this anymore. And that is kind of happening right now in Washington. There are some bills that are being considered, some data privacy bills, but for right now, what you have to do every Tuesday, just hit Komando.com for Opt Out Tuesday. And if you don't want to remember, just sign up for our news emails, and every Tuesday we'll give you a link to Opt Out Tuesday. If you haven't already seen it, just head over to Komando.com and search for Opt Out Tuesday. Bobby, thank you for your call. And yes, a fanny pack is going out to you for just being such a great contestant. Here's the number, 800-391-8888 to save 10%. All right, there's one trick to access Google Maps or Apple Maps, even when you don't have cell service. So if you're going to be having a road trip, this is a tip for you, because I want you to make sure that if you're in an area where there's no cell phone coverage, that you can still get those GPS directions. And what we're going to do is we're going to download them, or we're going to make them offline available. We've got all the steps on how to do that over at Komando.com. All right, still to come, we have more of your phone calls, as well as later on a Wi-Fi fix that you need to know about. You're going to use it all the time, I promise you, here on the Kim Komando Show. All right. From time to time, I get a question in my email box that I would love to actually have the chance to speak to this person. And what I'm going to start doing is, if I find that in my email box when you're sending me your questions, I'm going to start reading them here on the air. So head over to Komando.com in the upper right-hand corner, rather. There's a link that says email cam. Just fill out that form, and all those questions will come to me. So this is from, I'm not going to say where who she is. Okay, let's just say her name is Karen. Let's just say Karen. She wants to know, hey, Kim, I want to know the best photo editing software to change genders. I want to change my transgender daughter's childhood photos to match her gender, and I have no idea how or where to start. Okay. So basically, she has a daughter now who was her son, and she wants to know how she can take the pictures of the son all through childhood and turn them into, I guess, appear to be as if it was a little girl, or vice versa, if I'm not reading this correctly. And there are ways you can do this. You can, there are apps like FaceLab and FaceStory. And basically, you can just download pictures and they will turn the face into a different gender. If you have a lot of Photoshop skills, you could use Photoshop or you can use GIMP or something like that. But again, FaceLab and FaceStory are doing this. But I wish I had the chance to speak to this mom because, you know, I think a few pics might be okay. But do we really want to wholesale forget everything that had happened to this child's life, right? I mean, let's not forget that the child was a boy and now the child is transgendering into a girl. I don't know what that person, how the child will feel looking back saying, well, you know, was it an embarrassment that I was a boy and now I'm a girl, or what's the deal with that? So what I would suggest is that when you feel it's appropriate for your child to do this with you, that's what I'm saying, to do this with you, that's, I think that's key, is that you become, it becomes a project. And that's what I would do, is say, okay, let's pick out a couple of photos that you might want to show. And you know, the child may say, hey, listen, I don't even want to, it's okay with me. I mean, I was a boy and now I'm a girl. So I'm not trying to hide anything. I'm not trying to forget my past, so to speak. But again, that's something that you as a family have to discuss. But I would think that I would approach it from a different way. And again, to make it a family project with mom and dad and maybe even the grandparents, everybody involved, to show that we're really supportive and that we're not trying to forget a past. That's what I would say. And again, if you want to drop me your question, just head over to commando.com. And then the top right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Cam. I think we're going to start doing these like one every show. Not one every hour, but just one every show. Hey, if you like these quick tips, these quick hits, every single day I produce what's called the Digital Life Hack and the Daily Tech Update. And the Daily Tech Update is, that's more newsy-oriented, and the Life Hack is something like what I'm going to talk about here. So like when you're having trouble making a phone call because the cell signal isn't great, there's a quick fix that works. It's called Wi-Fi calling. And so instead of your calls happening over a cellular network, use your home or office's internet connection instead. Now, this feature is built into every phone, but it's an option on really most modern phones, and it's included free with your plan, and even Wi-Fi calls to U.S. numbers when you're overseas. They're absolutely free. So here's what you do. On an iPhone, go to Settings, tap Phone, and look for Wi-Fi calling. Android steps, it always varies so much from manufacturers to manufacturers. So you're just going to want to find Wi-Fi calling. You want to turn it on. Now, you might be prompted to enter a physical address because that's in case you ever use it to call 911. And to get our digital life hacks and daily tech updates as a podcast, just head over to wherever you search for your podcasts. You want to search for my last name, Commando, with a K, of course. And stay right where you are. We have another fun-filled hour that you don't want to miss ever here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Hey, thanks for listening to Kim Commando today. So reach over and give me a nice 5-star review. Yes, thank you. And thanks for listening.